Previously on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
That bitch! Snowden did it on purpose! I swear, one of these days that fat cow will get what's coming to her!
I just don't know if I have the ability to hide in plain sight.
Well, take a look in the mirror and tell me if you change your mind.
Is that me? Oh my God! Wow!
I'm Philip Grayson. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Miss C.
Missy?
No. Miss C. It's not my real name, so you should be able to remember it, right?
A beautiful woman like you may sometimes find herself in need of a guy like me.
And what does that mean?
What do you want it to mean?
I remember that. Have you ever met anyone where you wanted to cut all the small talk and just make out with them? Just shove them up against a wall and have your way with them until they scream for release?
Need a ride?
My mother told me not to accept rides from strangers. You look pretty strange.
You will get in the car.
Okay.
You and the others go, Abby. If you see Waylon before I do, tell him to watch his hide.
Hector, do you always drive like a maniac?
Well, Miss C, someone my group is waiting for never showed. I'm a little pissed off, and I guess it's coming out in my driving. I'll take it on his ass when I get a hold of him.
Okay. Good. I live on the next street, so I can walk from the corner.
I can drive you up.
No, thanks. Don't think I can risk it. I have a cat to think about. Hey! No means no! I warn you, I have pepper spray.
That's Banaka.
It'll still hurt.
Relax. I just thought I'd say goodnight.
The hand, not a bone. No slobbering, dog boy. That was a little... bold, huh? I'm gonna go now. Bye! Ew. That might be sexy on the right guy. On him, it's just plain creepy. Ugh. Ow. Denise was right. 2 hours in 1 hour shoes is not fun. Ugh, the right one left a bruise on my foot. Well, at least I don't have to wear them again.
Terry!
Danny, hey. What are you doing out here and not attached to Ginger's hip?
Well, I'm escaping. Ginger's fit to be tied.
She's still upset about the soda thing?
Well, yeah, but there's more.
Ooh, more? I like more. Tell me more. Oh, he with all the gossip.
You missed quite a show. Why weren't you here earlier? Did you just get here?
I went home since I was ditched in the middle of the movie. But it was really too early for bed, so I changed clothes and then I came back. I feel kind of silly making the trip just for that, but...
You had a date?
Are you jealous?
No, of course not. I was just wondering.
It was Chloe. Shh, don't tell anyone.
You got Chloe out of her apartment? Thank God. Anything to help her recover from that asshole.
I heard you've been covering for her at the office during her crying sessions in the supply closet.
Oh, well, you know, we're colleagues, and she's a friend of yours. I mean, a friend of mine. You look nice tonight, by the way.
Yeah? I mean, a button-down top is about as dressed up as I ever get.
No, I mean it. You look really, really nice.
Thanks? So, you were saying I missed something earlier?
Yes, well, Ginger's been wanting to get her hooked into Philip Grayson ever since our office landed the promotion gate.
Oh, I heard. My spies, they're everywhere.
You got it from Chloe.
Yep.
Oh, she was all set to land him tonight, except this gorgeous mystery woman came out of nowhere and single-handedly swept him out from under Ginger's nose. He was with this woman pretty much the whole time, and just before she left, she kissed Mr. Grayson right in the middle of the dance floor. There was tongue and everything. And the camera flashes looked like the 4th of July.
Was she some kind of crazed fan or something?
Nope. It was very clear he enjoyed it.
Oh, really? Huh. You're good at this. Are you gay? Not that I'm hoping you are or anything. I don't want you to be gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Now dish.
Well, that's pretty much it. I'm sure you'll be able to read all about it in tomorrow's papers.
But it's not the same. I won't get to see Ginger's face, but good enough. So, you're going home? Where's your car?
I came in Ginger's limo. All passengers are to find their own way back to their humble abode.
That's Ginger for you. Ever the considerate one. So what's your plan?
I was kind of hoping a very dear and beautiful friend of mine could give me a ride.
Beautiful? And where would this beautiful person be?
She's right here.
Here!
Damn it. I have to go. I'll call you about lunch.
See you later, Danny.
Pierre, what the hell was that? You were gonna kiss her.
No, I wasn't.
Bullshit. I saw you leaning in. You were going to kiss her in front of God and all my followers.
No, Ginger, I swear I wasn't. We're just, you know, friends. Kind of. Not really. I mean, I hardly know her.
You will pay for this, Pierre. You know what that means.
Yes, Ginger.
You are not to leave my side for the remainder of the night. We will be leaving in 1 hour. Undress, dear.
But, Ginger?
Now! Drink this. All of it.
Can I use the restroom?
You know where it is.
Not this time. Not again. I don't want Ginger. I don't even like Ginger. I'll sit here, away from her, and then I can't betray Terry. No! Oh, my stomach. No! Why am I thinking about Ginger? I want Terry. Terry. Ginger. Have Ginger. No one else. Ginger.
On your knees, slave.
Yes, Ginger. Whatever pleases you.
Upstairs. Sleep. That man is a fucking animal.
The answering machine will be your substitute friend while I'm asleep. Bye!
Of course Terry won't pick up. She sleeps like the dead. This isn't normal. You should have lost interest by now. The other guys all did.
Somebody better be dead.
Chloe, shh.
It's Tessa.
Tessa? Why are we whispering?
Because I'm trying not to wake someone up.
Oh, Tessa.
Shh. I have a problem. I think it's a big problem, but I'm not sure. It may not be a problem at all. Even if you weren't half asleep, this doesn't make any sense. I have to talk to you and Terry.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Then I'm not going to talk about this now.
Why not? You still owe me.
It's 3:30 in the fucking morning.
Shh.
Look, meet us at the Canard for lunch tomorrow. Today.
They have lunch there?
This may be news to you, Tessa, but life does not start at dinner time.
Shut up.
Wait, you have to work.
No, I can't type for at least a week.
What? Why?
Tessa.
I have to go. I'll explain later.
Hello, beautiful. Why are you out here and not in bed with me?
I had to pee, naked man. Problem?
Yeah. You're wearing way too many clothes.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Too many. I've got to do something about that.
Jeff, can I at least have some water? I plead dehydration.
That slave?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Ginger. May I have some more?
Tell me who you want first.
You, Ginger.
Louder.
Oh, you, Ginger.
Very good. On the bed. Be more careful, slave. Oh, yeah. Oh, stop it. Oh, no.
No. Why am I doing this again?
Who do you want, slave? Who do you want?
Ginger. Go to your happy place. It'll be over soon. Think about what you'd rather be doing.
Who do you want?
You. Just you.
Danny, tell me. Tell me, please. Who do you want?
Terry.
What?
Oh, no. I couldn't.
You mean Snowden?
Oh, shit.
You have Ginger Carlisle in front of you, and you want Snowden? Basement. Now.
Only 10 a.m. Not bad, Terry. It's still morning. I wonder how many times the office called to tell me I'm late. You'd think they would learn. Good morning, answering machine. Good morning, coffee. You are my friends.
You have one.
Only one. They are learning.
Oh, geez. Wake up, Terry. Things at the office are nuts. Ginger's fuming. I'm not sure what you did, but she's absolutely pissed, and Danny looks like he was beat with a bat. The kind with wings and teeth. Plus, Tessa called at some ungodly hour this morning and wanted to talk about a problem she's having. My money's on it being about a guy. We're meeting at the Canard for lunch as usual, only this time Tessa will be with us. Somehow she's got no work release for a whole week. I didn't ask for details because it was 3 a.m. So, to recap, get up and get to work. Ginger's a raging she-beast. Danny's been hit with a small flying mammal. And we're having lunch with Tessa. Got all that? Bye.
Oh, good God. Learn how to leave a message, Chloe. please. Speak of the devil, maybe I should let it ring, because answering it will only delay me in getting out the door. You're only making me later.
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
Danny Pier. Lunch? Remember?
Oh, right.
Where are you?
Well, seeing that you called my home number, I'm at home, Danny.
Right. I meant to ask why you're not at work. I called your office and got voicemail. Same with your cell, so I tried this number.
Good thinking. Have you recovered from that bat incident?
Not sure I follow.
Never mind. Lunch today? Yes. No! Oh, damn it. I can't. I'm having lunch with Tessa and Chloe. You could come with us, but we're just going to listen to Tessa bitch and moan about some guy. I really don't think that would interest you.
Tempting, but no. Maybe we could postpone until later today?
Two lunches? I mean, I'm hungry, but I'm not sure.
No, I mean maybe until 6 or 7 tonight?
That doesn't sound like lunch. That sounds like dinner.
Well, I guess that might be considered somewhat dinner-esque.
Danny, are you asking me out on a date? Again?
Is that okay?
Yes! Just as long as it's not a repeat of our last date.
No, I promise. No working. Not a stapler or shred of paperwork in sight.
Well, good. Why don't you meet me at my office whenever you're let out of the cage, and we'll drive to wherever we're gonna go. Sound good?
Sure, I can't wait.
You'll have to, because 5 o'clock isn't here yet.
If you don't get to work soon, it'll be 5 o'clock before you even get here.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Bye, Terry.
Happy dance of joy. I've got a date with a hottie. Woohoo!
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas, it's time for lunch.
Terry, could you put that away? It's rude to be reading.
We're in a restaurant, Chloe. I am allowed an allotment of time in which to read. It's called a menu.
You're reading a newspaper.
Have you even looked at a paper recently? There's been a bunch of violent killings off the strip. They think some wild animals did it. Just look at the pictures.
Terry! Ew!
But things are not all as they should be.
How the hell did you crush a drinking glass?
I don't know. Got me 8 stitches, though.
When did you say this happened?
Yesterday. Why?
Well, just look. I mean, it's clear that there was a gash across your palm, and the stitches are right there, but it looks like it's healed over already.
And a surprise encounter leads to some unexpected action.
Jeff! Why did you pull me out into the back alley?
It's called customer satisfaction.
It'll be an interesting lunchtime in Vegas. Premiering February 15th, 2008. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas. Chapter 6. Who's the Fairest? Featuring the voice talents of Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Susan Bridges as Terry, Ara Pelotti as Ginger, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, Michael McCaskill as Hector, Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, David Ault as Jeff, and Mike Winters as the Answering Machine. Audio play written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson. Directed by Alicia Lane Matheson. Original music composed by Kevin McLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008, Pendant Productions.
Happy dance of joy, happy dance of joy. Happy, 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 happy. I've got a date with a hottie. Eee! Happy dance of joy, happy dance of joy. I've got a date with a hottie. Eee! Yay!
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.